This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Good Monday. We are loaded up today with people right in the center of the universe. By the way, Nikki Haley's people just a few minutes ago agreed to be on tomorrow. So Nikki Haley tomorrow, I don't have the exact time yet. We've been working on this. I think she's going to appear somewhere with President Trump before the election is over. You know that she's endorsed. I know the hard feelings. I know the whole thing, but it's about one thing. And let's start out. Are you in agreement with me? 855-839-1210. Whoever put that stupid comedian on yesterday at the Madison Square Garden to kind of lead off the formal ceremonies, that Trump's got to talk with them and see what the hell are they thinking. It's about winning. It's not about, we're not talking about cancel culture now. Oh, can't you take a joke? That's comedy. I'm so tired of hearing that stuff. This guy's an idiot. It's about winning. I do know the joke he told about Puerto Rico being a floating island of landfill or garbage, that Puerto Rico has had a big problem as recently as 2022 because of the hurricanes and some other things. They've had huge issues with landfill, debris, and all that. Oh, my God. Is that the thing you're going to be saying when we've made such inroads with Latino voters? And now Bad Bunny jumps into the ring. Arguably one, two, or three most prominent influencers, you could argue, that's Puerto Rican, and is out there working for Harris. Now, it's not the end of the world. But these events, the Trump event yesterday, Trump himself was buttoned up. The stuff with Melania was great. The Joe Rogan interview, I got a lot on that. A lot of it was funny. A lot of it really helps Trump. And seeing the response in Madison Square Garden, outside and inside, was incredible. Why put this guy in there? He's talking about carving up watermelons. He had another joke. I don't think it's a good idea to repeat about Latinos coming into the country and other things. Why do that? Is that, wow, we're slapping back against cancel culture and you can't take a joke. Now, you're a guy trying to make your name here. We got bigger fish to fry, and that is winning this election. And Latino voters are critical. And we can all say, yeah, well, they were there, what, I don't know, 6 hours, 5 hours. And this is what the media picks. Of course we know what the playing field is. Of course that's what they're going to do. So that means we don't give them the opportunity to do that. What's the upside with this guy? The media was already in the backpedaling mode. All the nonsense they're saying about Nazis in 1939 is so mockable. We played it all on Friday. There's more today. They're in a fit on this. There was none of that with Trump or anything else like that. So why give them any kind of ledge to hang on to here? Because this guy is supposed to be edgy. Really? I don't think that crowd needed much edginess yesterday. They were into it big time. Now, Jim Worthington's going to be here at 12:45 today. He has a big announcement that I think is going to be a lot of fun. I think you're going to want to participate vis-a-vis what happened at McDonald's with President Trump in the deep fry and what happened with the guy we told you last week. So be here at 12:45-ish, and we'll get what he's going to do around that, and I plan to participate with him. I think you're going to enjoy it. But just whoever was structuring this, look, Trump is not picking each person in this. They had a multitude of people. Just don't give them the opportunity around this. All right, as I said with Dawn on Friday, we had this breaking story that Lancaster County, 2,500 voter registrations at least were being looked at. 60% or more already were fraudulent. And the DA mentioned two other counties were looking at the same thing. Now, so far, we don't know what those two counties are. Scott Presler was here. Immediately, the haters on Twitter said, "It's your boy, Scott Presler." Immediately, I knew that was going to happen within a nanosecond. We also have the commissioner out there, former Philly guy, who was in on it at the news conference. And we're just trying to determine, why are we not told more? Could it be there's other shoes to drop? I mean, what's the reason? Now, that didn't stop Lancaster Online, which is the publication out there and is, I wouldn't say progressive, but they're very liberal. They immediately started to suggest the DA did this 11 days before the election in order to impugn Democrats, which she did not do. Why is she bringing this up now? Is the Trump denial already started? And they actually interviewed Bauert Spahr here in Philadelphia, noted liberal law firm, about all this. And they're saying, yeah, why is she bringing this up? What the heck's going on here? They're bringing it up because, thank God, they caught it. They were on top of it. They were doing the right thing. So we'll talk to them about that. You'll get the inside story of what happens next on that. The other thing, our buddies over at Delaware Valley Journal are the only ones that were on top of this reporting it, that in Bucks County, now, I'm not sure who's in, I think the commissioners are the ones in charge of these early election offices. Vote PA told them that on Saturday they'd be open 10 to 5. Instead, they were only open 10 to 2. Now, those two out there, the Bob Harvey, Harv deGrasse guy, Harvey, we need more pronunciations, help me with some, and Diane Marsaglia, always telling us about how efficient Bucks County is run and all the rest of it. Come on, Diane or Bob Harvey, or Gino D.G. Girolamo, or we're trying to get Pat Pavrick on. I don't know. Pat doesn't seem to get it either. They're blaming the VotePA.com. The bottom line is the office should be open from 8 to, I'll give them a break, 8 to 7 on Saturday. So what's it like over there if you're headed to Bucks County today? And this was the Quakertown, Doylestown offices. I don't know about the Levittown one. Where people were taking our advice, getting a mail-in ballot right there, and putting it in their hands. This way, their vote would be counted. It'd be on the board, it would be banked, and it would be safe. So why in the world, then, are they only open from 10 to 2 and sheriff deputies are leading people out? I mean, I can't say it's just ideology, because one's in Doylestown, the other's in Quakertown, which is much more Trump country. But Pat, give us a call, 855-839-1210. I agree there was a mistake, but we ought to be pushing now. Al Schmidt is going to be on this week. We're going back and forth on the days. But these commissioners were given money, as I understand it, you know, with the voting machines, with that they're going to count straight through. Remember all that money that was allocated? You mean to say the efficient government of Bucks County thinks it's okay to be only open 10 to 2? And they're only open, According to the website, their website now, they're only open from Monday through Friday hours. They're only open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's not good enough. That is simply not good enough. And I think a lot of these people are our people. Yeah, I'll say it. They're coming to do it right there, the mail-in ballot, and to make sure that it goes in, that there's no shenanigans, there's nothing that goes on. They're patriots. One talks about bringing her 81-year-old mother there with her. And they were ushered out. You mean to say you couldn't call somebody? You mean to say efficient government of Bucks County? Come on, Diane. Come on, the Harv. If I ever showed up, that guy has to run, or, you know, and we'll have armed guards there. Keep him away. I'm not answering any questions. You mean to say somebody couldn't call and say, hey, we got a lot of people here. They think that this goes to five. Can we get some overtime? Can we do something here? Wouldn't that have been the right call? These stewards and these morons out in Bucks County that voted them back into office the last time because of abortion. Well, we can get an abortion. I don't care about voting. I want to get that abortion someday. Couldn't somebody there say, wow, this is bigger than we thought on Saturday and there's a mistake. They think we're open until 5. And why are they only open until 5 today? If you really want people to buy in, mail in ballot, well, they ought to just vote online. Shut up. Well, they're taking the trouble to show up. They know there's going to be a bit of wait. Now, Al Schmidt might have a pardon. I can't blame him solely, though. I think this is a Bucks County issue. And again, I realize people made a mistake. They went by the other website versus going by the website here of the county. My goodness. Come on. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on. And if you're headed there to Monco, Delco, if you did that, what was the scene like? What was it like for you? Again, there was money allocated. Now, I know it was mainly for counting the vote, but there's no money in the county budget to accommodate people in this election of our lifetime. Are you kidding me? Well, you know, we're supposed to be here till 2. We're not going to call anybody and ask anything else. Then don't tell me about county government. Don't tell me about all the nonsense, these bloated budgets. You know what they're good at? You know what those two out there were good at, though? They were good at calling at the 11th hour in the middle of COVID and saying, hey, stop this guy, Dr. Damsker. Let's stop him and keep those schools shut down. You two guys were good at that, weren't you? You're good at shutting stuff down. We hear all the time, these suburban voters, they're educated, they're smart, they're on top of things. Doesn't it seem as you had a sense that people were going to vote this way? Shouldn't this be a prime thing, voting, to make it as easy and accessible and also fair? Integrity of the election. Okay, so we got a lot of balls in the air. I'll give you the side question coming up. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Again, today is 5 o'clock. Well, the Lower Buck, one in Levittown is 4:30. One in Quakertown is 4:30. The one in Doylestown is 5 o'clock. Come on, not even to 5 o'clock. People are working. Yeah, well, they should have thought about this before. They should do it online. Oh, really? This is an option given to voters, right? They can come there, get a mail-in ballot, fill it out to make sure everything's right so there's no problem, and then drop it in. Yeah, but we only want to do that till 4:30. Get out of here. Get the sheriff's deputies out of here with these guys. What? Just nonsense. Now, I don't know what they're doing in Delaware County. I didn't look them up. I don't know Montgomery County. At least that guy seems like he wants people to vote, even if they're prisons. But again, if people are there and they're telling you they thought it was five because of this website, you mean to say you're getting sheriff's deputies to escort them out? Yeah, that's right. Boy, you know, we're not doing anything. Well, you know how hard that would be to pay overtime on this? How do we do that? How do you get elected to office and you get a situation like this and that's your response? Get the hell out of here. Come back on Monday. Kudos to the Delaware Valley Journal being on top of this. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Side question coming up. 1230, we're going to talk with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. We're also going to talk with Jim Worthington with a big announcement at 1245. Then we'll take you inside this fraudulent stuff with voter registration in Lancaster County and what it means in two other counties with one of the commissioners and also Scott Presler. 855-839-1210.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is Dom time. Side question coming up. But what happened over the weekend here is, and again, this isn't Philadelphia where usually we think, yeah, they're incompetent, corrupt, the whole thing. This is good government. That's what people voted for in 2022 out there in Bucks County. You know they did, and they voted for abortion, even though these people have not, almost nothing to do with it. The very same people that shut down schools and kept them shut. How in the world do you turn people away that are actually in there and trying to vote? And how do you set up hours of only 10 to 2 on a Saturday? Based on what? Oh, so you want us to spend more taxpayer money? I'd love to go through your budget, Bucks County, and see what's in there. My God, come on. Come on the show. And Pat, I don't know what you have to say. You seem to be saying, well, it was a mistake. Let's pressure them. Tomorrow, how about extending the hours to at least 7 to 8 o'clock? All right, Marianne Davies with us in Doylestown, as usual, right in the center of the action. Hey, Marianne, how have you been?
Good, good, thank you. Listen, I was so alarmed on Saturday when I heard from actually three people that were there on Saturday, went to early vote. The stated official hours from the Bucks County Board of Elections website said they would be open on Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. Several of the people that I talked to or that I know were there at noon. One was there at 12:15, and there was about maybe 30 people there at around 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, they shut it down, and there was all these people that had been in line since 12:15, and they wouldn't process them. So even if you got there, obviously an hour, 2 hours ahead of time, you left without voting. They wouldn't process it. Now, that to me speaks either it was intentional or lack of poor planning.
Well, intentionality, though, Marianne, I'm not sure. Doylestown, you know, is where you are, as we know, the territory. But maybe they're sensing that because we've been coaching them up, and I don't know if you agree or not, people are skeptical of putting it through the mail, so they're going to go there, do it in person, no shenanigans, it counts. I just think this is the arrogance of these petty little tyrants in the suburbs. They were going to be there until 2, and that's it. Get out.
I know, but that, I mean, imagine it should be no different than on Election Day. And
yes.
I've worked in, you know, if you show up before closing time, so let's say it's 7 o'clock. If you're there at 6:59,
right,
and there's 500 people there at 6:59, every single person who arrived on time has to be processed. You don't just say, well, no, we're goodbye.
Well, let me ask, what does the vaunted paper of record out there, the Bucks County Courier Times, happen to say about this? I haven't read their startling editorial on it, Mary, and I bet nothing.
Now, I have no idea, but to parallel that, there was also people who relied on some website called PA Votes or
Vote PA.
Or something like that.
Vote PA, right.
Who was not officially connected with the Bucks County Board of Elections, and they were advertising incorrect times for the opening on Saturday.
Right.
I think they said the hours were till 4 o'clock. So there's a group of people who showed up at, let's say, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and obviously the place was closed because the official time, stated on the Bucks County Board of Election website was 10 to 2.
All right, here's the solution that I'd like to see on this, Mary, and I think you agree. My God, tomorrow they're only going to – what is it with the 10 o'clock? They're going to be there – no, I'm sorry, 8 o'clock to 4:30 tomorrow and today. How about extending hours for people that are working until 7 o'clock? How much would it cost in the budget to do that?
Exactly. And not only that, if they have a lot of people and they should have been anticipating this, hire temporary clerks to process the people.
Exactly.
I mean, if there's 500 people a half hour before closing time, you need to process everyone who got there on time, period.
No, it is just like voting. That's what they hold it out to be, early voting, early election sites. Why are we funding all these vehicles to be out there and then not keeping them open?
It makes no sense. I mean, obviously, you anticipate the interest, you anticipate the numbers, you hire more people. You know, if there weren't that many people, you could send the workers home. But you don't disenfranchise voters that legitimately were there on time and make them go home.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Exactly in a nutshell. Pat, come on, Inquirer and others, lead the charge here. What would happen to say we're going to be open until 7 o'clock tonight? Or publicize it, too. Make it a big deal tomorrow. Coffee and donuts, too. We want you to vote. Stop it already with your smart government. You're hacks. You are hacks. Gene DiGirolamo, the Republican on it. Gino, are you awake? I don't know what they did. Tell us what they did in Delco and Monco. I bet they stayed open in Monco. At least that guy, the Mr. Softy truck guy, I think would stay open to let people to vote. She's right. If you have a massive line, well, we're not going to wait here with 500 people. So they have to come back. Why do you have these early election offices? Why are you so thrilled to be running ads saying we're so happy people are voting? Because you really are not any of these things. You're not competent. You're not moving heaven and earth. Just don't want to do it. You're arrogant. Get the sheriff's deputy to lead 81-year-olds out. Let's go to Tim and Yardley on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tim. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I mean, similar story to Mary Ann. My daughter waited in line for 3.5 hours at the Levittown Center to vote.
Yeah.
At 4:45, they said, we're closing. And she said there was about 20 people ahead of her and people behind her. All of them went home. She told me in that 3 hours that she waited, she said dozens of people skipped left. They just left. They couldn't wait. So Jim Worthington sent an email out last night, and you maybe can ask him about it at 12:45 when he's on your show, about what people can do. And one of the things they can do is apply for a mail ballot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get your mail ballot, fill it out, and put it in the Dropbox and other things like that. And he said you can report it to – he put up a website where you could support. You could report what happened to you. And I think they want to have a list of what happened. And then people have affidavits that they were basically disenfranchised.
You know what?
I
mean, this is a lot of trouble over this. And Tim, you're in a nice town, Yardley. You're in Bucks County. These people pose as being efficient. They had to know this was going to happen. And right away, only 10 to 2. Who on a Saturday? Why is that the prime day? Well,
Marianne made the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. The point, if you're in line,
yes,
they stay open until they process you through.
Yes.
You know, and the problem for Republicans is a lot of the low propensity voters, okay, they're not going to come back. I mean, they may, some of them may, but that's the whole idea. Make it easy on low propensity voters, and they made it hard on low propensity voters.
I think it's
a big issue.
Yeah, I'm not a conspiracy guy. We're trying to get them on, Tim. Now, these commissioners will not come on. They're too busy checking out abortion clinics out there in Bucks County. But we'll see if Pat Pavrek, she ought to be out there. Not saying it was a mistake, but saying stay open tonight and tomorrow. What would be wrong with staying open at 10 o'clock at night? I mean, I don't get it.
I think the important thing right now is to get a list of all those people. Yes. Now, some of them, you know, like my daughter, she's going to figure out a way to vote.
Right. I hear you. Tim, I got to roll, Tim, but thank you. We're on it. But Kim Worthington coming up at 12:45. I'll ask him about that. What's he planning to? But he's got a big announcement, too. Coming up, Joni Ernst. She's been on the show once before, the senator from Iowa. She's here for President Trump and for Dave McCormick. We'll get her take on any number of things at 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Senator Joni Ernst is one of the most respected members of Congress, particularly when I see her on matters of national security, intelligence, and the like. She joins us to talk about the campaign, and I think she's been here for Dave McCormick also. Senator, welcome back to the Philadelphia area. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, it is great to be with you, Dom, and thanks to all the great listeners out there that are actively engaged in getting our country back.
I see you as one of the go-tos for me on matters of national security, intelligence gathering, and the like. You play that role well in that you say things, but you're very careful about not going over the line. And I think one of the biggest legacies of President Trump is going to be not getting in these unending wars. And sadly, I used to have Liz Cheney on the show, for example, over the years. But the Cheneys, I'll put it politely, they see it different as far as military intervention. And I think probably where you are in Iowa, and I know here, people are very weary of that approach.
Yeah, absolutely, Dom. I served in Operation Iraqi Freedom from 2003 mm-hmm. to 2004, served in our great Iowa Army National Guard and Reserves for over 23 years. My daughter is an active duty Army soldier, so is her husband. And the point is that military for our national defense and to protect our national interests. And what we don't want to see is...
All right, Henry, let's see if I'll put her on hold here. Let's see if we can do something to get movement for maybe settled for a minute here and see if we can get... proud military veteran and now her daughter, Senator Joni Ernst, here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming to the Pennsylvania to help out in the Trump campaign. And also, I know she's worked with Dave McCormick. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Again, I have a little bit more before we go back. Okay, let's go back to the senator. Sorry about that, Senator.
Oh, sorry. I'm moving through southern Iowa. So sorry.
That's okay. I didn't know that with your daughter. So thank you. I mean, it runs in the family. And again, there can be reasonable difficulty, you know, on this. But the Cheneys used to be vilified. Tomorrow we have Nikki Haley coming on the show. And I know it was a rough politics is a rough game, but she's endorsed President Trump. Even though they differ over some things, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have seen that all through the primary and caucus season. And Iowa is known, we're first in the nation caucuses. At the end of the day, Donald J. Trump is our candidate. He is the Republican candidate, and we are going to back him. People may not like, you know, that he's a big talker, and I love it. But he has the solid actions to back up his talk. He wants America to be strong. He wants our military to be mighty. But he does not want to engage in needless actions at the cost of our sons and daughters. So it's exciting to see someone who will be actively engaged in pushing our friends to do more while also deterring our enemies through strength.
I think the same way with President Trump on the tariff issue. I don't see him, and I know with Iowa, that probably a pretty big issue it is here, too. In other words, he's trying to take companies like John Deere, and I think they've rescinded. They were going to build a plant in Mexico and say, basically, you're not going to get that all-American wrapper and then go to Mexico with these jobs. Same thing with the Chinese. I mean, if we don't do that, seems like we'll continue to slide on both fronts.
Right. And we have seen John Deere some extensive layoffs here in the great state of Iowa. And the problem is, let's face it, we have a horrible economy for our farmers under President Biden and Kamala Harris. They have created this environment where farmers can't afford new equipment. And therefore, John Deere felt that they needed to find cheaper labor somewhere else in order to compete. But what President Trump will do is get our economy pumping again. And so that employers like John Deere don't feel that they have to find other outlets for their workers in other locations. You know, let's just build that strong economy. Let's push back against our adversaries. Let's make sure that our trade out there is actually fair. Right now, my farmers, we are seeing the largest trade deficit when it comes to ag in our nation's history. The trade deficit is $32 billion under Kamala Harris. And we saw nothing like that under President Trump. So we know that no matter what you think about the tariffs, we're going to have a seat at the table. President Trump is going to use those tariffs to leverage against friends and foes alike to make sure the American worker, the American farmer is getting a fair shake.
Now, a colleague of yours in the Senate, Senator Bob Casey Jr., and also Tammy Baldwin, I'm not sure about Sherrod Brown, I think he did it, are running ads saying they agree with Trump on what we just talked about, trade in China, et cetera. And I'm getting to the Hitler question. You can't continue to play this game. And I'm sure behind the scenes, people come up to you and say, oh, what am I going to do? It's the only thing we have. I don't think Trump's going to be Hitler. I don't like him, maybe, but he's not Hitler.
No, absolutely not. He is not Hitler. For heaven's sakes, do you see, are you truly comparing this horrible, horrible person, Adolf Hitler, who rounded up and murdered 6 million Jews, innocent men, women, and children? You are really comparing that man to President Donald Trump, who had encouraged business and industry, strengthened our military, brought all kinds of people into the Republican Party. You know, we had such great freedoms throughout President Trump's presidency. You're really going to compare him to Adolf Hitler? I think it's laughable. And yes, so you see Baldwin in Wisconsin, you see Brown in Ohio, because yes, he is doing the same thing, and you see Bob Casey in Pennsylvania running ads where they talk about all the great work that they did with President Donald Trump and how they will support him once again when he becomes president.
A parting question for you. I think you've come to town for Dave McCormick, who is really surging against Bob Casey. I mean, that race was very difficult, the Casey name, but all these issues with Trump and what McCormick has said, it strikes me you would be a good match with him. The two of you are relatively similar when I think of military background, authenticity, and your stance on the issues are pretty close. What can you tell us about Dave McCormick?
Yes, I have been in multiple times now into Pennsylvania, crisscrossing the state for Dave McCormick. This is a fabulous man. He is a great candidate. He is a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point. He served our nation in uniform with the 82nd Airborne Division. He is a combat veteran serving in Iraq. He went on to be an extremely successful businessman. And it is living the American dream. I met his parents the other night, and let me tell you what, they are exactly, when I think about America, they are America. And so I'm excited that he will be serving in the United States Senate if we see all of our great voters turn out across Pennsylvania. But he is just a common sense man. He is very pragmatic. But he's very inspirational as well. You know, people will follow Dave McCormick to the ends of the earth. You know, he's got such a great background, a great story. He has served our nation in so many ways. That's exactly what I want to serve with in the United States Senate.
Well, thank you, too. Thank you for protecting us, and thank you for your daughter on the front lines now, Senator. It's an honor to have you on today.
Oh, God bless you, Dom. And everyone, go vote. Go vote now. Thanks, Dom.
Thanks, Senator. All right, well, let's get the senator over to Bucks County to open up those doors, open up those lines. There's good government in action. Somebody sent me a picture. They're standing in line 2 hours over in the early voting in Doylestown in Bucks County. Just stunning stuff. I'm coming to your calls at 855-839-1210. But coming up, Jim Worthington, the owner of the Knack out there and one of the biggest boosters of President Trump in the country, was on Fox News yesterday. But maybe more importantly, he's got an announcement about something coming up that I think you're going to be wanting to participate in for a lot of reasons, and I'll be there too. All right, so Jim Worthington next. Grab a line at 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. A cap off NFL Week 8 with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if that first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Tonight we have the Giants at the Steelers. I'm not going with this. Russell Wilson, I'm taking under on 1.5 passing TDs. Malik Nabers, over receiving yards on the Giants. Yeah, I could see that guy's good. Najee Harris, anytime touchdown. Just a few of the promos you can play, parlays you can play. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Just reading the fallout from Jaime's Jewish Delicatessen, which is a great spot. I encourage you to go there. People still going after him. The Inquirer's got another 5 printed pages, right? What about the McDonald's guy who doesn't have quite the cachet of Jaime's over there in Feasterville? Well, Jim Worthington has a lot of cachet. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210 with an announcement. Hey, Jim, welcome back.
Dom, how you doing today?
Very good. Nice hit on Fox yesterday. What did they come to the gym for?
They came actually to the Trump headquarters, which is around the building, the state party headquarters, where they we hosted Elise Stefanik on Saturday morning, and she addressed all our Trump Force team members that were out knocking on doors, and you know, the whole initiative here in Bucks County. So part of that was for her to come out and just get the team riled up. So she did a Fox News hit, and while they were there, they interviewed me about the ground game in Pennsylvania, and particularly in Bucks County, and I guess that appeared throughout the week, the hit they did with me. But it was good. I mean, look, the focus is on Bucks County. Bucks County, as Bucks County goes, so does Pennsylvania, and as Pennsylvania goes, that will elect the next president of the United States. So there's a lot of eyes and ears. I actually did a piece last night with a French reporter. I can't remember the name of the publication, the French newspaper, but I spent 3 hours last night talking about Donald Trump from 4 to 7 last night. They're coming from all over.
Well, Jim, in addition to that, too, you put out an email. So we're trying to ratchet up the pressure. You would hope the Inquirer would. Bucks County ought to open those three, walk-in election early voting places. They ought to open them till 10 o'clock tonight or whatever it takes to get people to be able to drop off their mail-in ballot there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we were getting hits all the end of last week and Saturday, and then finally I called Brian Fitzpatrick, our congressman, yesterday afternoon around 6 o'clock, and we got on that. He got on that, and, that's why, by the way, that's the reason why you always want a guy like Fitzpatrick elected. The guy is does the right thing, got right on it, reached out to the county commissioners, put as much pressure on as he could with some other state reps, and we're trying to get the lines extended till, or the polls open extended till later in the day. But as of right now, I'm not sure where we are, because I was actually trying to rearrange a hangar for the president in Philly Airport, which he was going to touch down and try to do a press conference yesterday. So I've been working on that, so I haven't gotten the update on it. But, people were standing in line for 3 and 4 hours trying to vote, and then it would be turned away and said, hey, sorry, we're done. It's 2 o'clock. We're going home. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, it couldn't take that much in the budget. But, Dan, let's drum roll back there, please, because we have a big announcement from Jim Worthington.
Hold on. Let me get that for you.
All right. I think we usually have a drum roll. It's worthy of that. Yeah. Yeah. Jim, I mentioned Jaime's, and we've invited him on, but he's handling it well, even though boycotts. But this poor guy with the McDonald's where Trump a week ago made French fries, what are you doing for him?
Well, you and I are going to be doing 4:30 to 7 this Wednesday. We're inviting everybody in Bucks County and the surrounding areas to come to the Feasterville McDonald's, 334 East Street Road, to join us for hamburgers and French fries and whatever else you want, and get this guy, the owner of this guy, a lot more business. He's been doing okay, but we need to pick him up and show him that everybody around here supports him and is appreciative of what he did for President Trump. By the way, they're calling that the most iconic campaign event in history. It's global what happened, and we just want to give this guy some love and make sure that he understands that we appreciate what he's done and just support his business.
Jim, is that what you were proposing before, though? I mean, is this a paid thing with people in the drive-thru, or what's happening?
No, it's just we're just inviting people to go, and okay. I'm probably going to the first 100 or so people, I'm going to pick up the tab for them. I plan on, so if people want to come, the meals will be on me. Show up, and we're going to run a tab from 4:30 to 5:30, and we're going to extend it to 7, and anybody wants to come, dinner's on me for the first hour.
Well, this takes a lot, too. You're a Mr. Physical Fitness of the Dom Giordano Show, and
Dom,
I am.
You know they're now making a Big Mac with chicken patties?
I am a non-McDonald's, too. Well, the French fries look great, but that was a lot of slop that Trump was putting in there. But for the team on this one, absolutely, Jim, this guy did a beautiful thing. It was as iconic as it gets. And very few politicians could pull that off.
He's amazing, and what he did is he's just a man of the people, whether he's at McDonald's or sitting man-to-man with Joe Rogan. This guy is just the most down-to-earth, great, greatest guy I've ever met in terms of caring about Americans and every American, whether they're black, white, rich, poor. He's a man for the people. And, hey, by the way, can I say one other thing that
sure.
we're having, too, that just broke?
Yeah.
Gabe McCormick, he'll be at my sports training event center Saturday. This just hit. It'll be somewhere around 4:30 to 7. He's going to have a rally, and we're bringing in Byron Donalds, who's a a huge hero. He will be here as the guest to support Dave McCormick, but this will be Dave McCormick's East Coast rally. He's going to Pittsburgh after that. This will be his final big one on the East Coast, and we expect 1,000 people or more for that. It should be a great day. We'll get the exact time, but somewhere between 4:30 or 5 at a start, wrap up by 6:45 so everybody could get off with their night. But Byron Donalds is just – if you saw him last night at Madison Square Garden, Donalds, he was on fire. That guy is, again, a young guy, great spokesman for the president and the future of the party. We have so many good people, Elise Stefanik, J.D. Vance, Byron Donalds. You know, this is a young the party is getting younger by the day, and I see just great things in the future of the Republican Party.
He is, and with our listeners, Jim, in the top two or three, even more than Vance, I'd say. This guy is on – no slur on Vance, but, I mean, this guy on economics, things of that nature, that's his background. Yes, so we want to get him on, and we certainly want to promote this event. So, Jim, we will see everyone 4:30 till 7 over at the McDonald's at 334 East Street Road. That's really Feasterville, right?
Yep, yep. And remember, Dom, my money runs out at 5:30. Get there at 4:30 to 5:30. I get the first hours on me. So show up, and I'm glad to support this gentleman. Right. And I hope we get a lot. I hope I spend a lot of money that day.
I am going to add 15 minutes to the time it's going to take me to get there and get inside. I'm watching for that. So we'll see you there, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
All
and
right,
thanks
sir.
For the other event, too. We'll be talking about it. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
Jim Worthington here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. So they're trying to open up these offices. Come on. But do we need an act of Congress from Brian Fitzpatrick to open them up? All right. Man of the hour coming up. It's all hits today, though. Scott Presler here immediately on Twitter. Oh, I know it's your boy, Scott Presler. He's the one with the phony voter registrations. Oh, yeah. We're going wild over the weekend. We'll talk with him about that, but also he's got some more stuff on Luzerne County. And I think, Henry, it's appropriate to get Al Schmidt on tomorrow. I don't want to wait anyway, if he can do it, because this nonsense, who has to step in and tell Bucks County, keep your office open? Would 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow kill you? They can do it. It's in the budget. Do we need to take a tin cup outside those places? Oh, we don't have the staff. Oh, well, that's government in action. All right, Scott Presler would come there and do it. All right, the great Scott Presler next. And then the Lancaster County Commissioner is a Philly guy. What happened on Friday? He'll tell us. Big 1 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.